I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. There seems to be no end in sight to South Sudan's 20-month-old civil war. At least 7 ceasefires have been broken and more than 10,000 are dead. It's obvious the country's in turmoil, but not all hope is lost. Kids Alive International is giving children in South Sudan the tools they need to thrive while showing them God's love. Kids Alive's Matt Parker.
We currently have 16 street children that we're working with. We've rescued these kids from the streets, caring for them in one of our children's homes, providing them with a quality care, education, and, of course, the spiritual nurture that every child needs.
Would you remember South Sudan during this desperate time? Pray that government leaders would reconcile their differences and that those affected by the war would come to Christ. Click the link in our web story to learn how you can help Kids Alive support war victims. And a lot of these kids in South Sudan are looking for adoptive homes. But what happens when you hit a hang-up in the beginning of the adoption? Getting overseas is a challenge in many international adoptions, yet adoption airfare is making that just a little bit easier. Tabitha Lovell of Adoption Airfare.
We have the huge blessing and privilege to be able to serve some of these families with their international adoption travel. And it's just been so amazing to see how God has answered prayers on behalf of these families.
And here's where they're a little bit different. Staff members pray, share the gospel with clients, and tell them what adoption means in the eyes of Jesus.
I think each family that adopts a child in any way has a testimony behind it.
Catch a flight or see how some of these families were impacted at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want news that helps you pray for the world more intelligently? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.